From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the United States, there is a renewed focus on bridging the gap between police and the people they are sworn to serve. While President Barack Obama says America is not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving issues between police and communities, participants at a town hall meeting featuring the president said hearing each other's concern is helpful.
At a time in our country when we're talking past each other, the president's convening allowed us to hear one another, not to agree on everything, but to find a place where we could make sure our voices were heard and, most importantly, where some sort of common humanity was reestablished between us all.
President Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence directed at police officers as well as shootings by police. The focus comes a few days after a Black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shooting Black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Police in Western Kenya say a suspected extremist from the militant group Al-Shabaab is holding several prisoners hostage after shooting and killing four police officers Thursday. Police say the suspect was detained at the police station. He took one of the officers' guns, allegedly, and began shooting. Early in the day, police say members of Al-Shabaab unsuccessfully attacked a police station in Kenya's coastal region. The head of the UN peacekeeping mission, Hervé Ladsous, told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan remains fluid and uncertain. He said more than 200 people have been killed, including dozens of civilians. Ladsous warned of the potential of renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African countries to form an intervention force to secure Juba and allow the country's unity government to get on with its work. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump is narrowing his choice for vice president and plans to make the pick public on Friday. Among the likely choices are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who appeared at a fundraiser with Trump this week, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, or New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who dropped out of the race to be the Republican nominee and threw his support behind Trump. The Republican National Convention will be held next week in Cleveland. A day after Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister and selected her cabinet, the European Parliament chief says May's cabinet picks will hurt Britain in the long run. Martin Schulz says the cabinet picks were designed more to solve internal party political issues than to promote the national interests of Britain. May is keeping her focus on the challenge ahead as Britain moves toward leaving the European Union.
We are living through an important moment in our country's history. Following the referendum, we face a time of great national change. And I know, because we're Great Britain, that we will rise to the challenge.
In a surprise choice, May named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary. Johnson was among the leaders of the campaign to drop out of the EU. May also appointed other Brexit supporters to major cabinet posts, including former Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond as finance minister and Amber Rudd to May's old job of home secretary. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Russia has never asked him to relinquish power. His comment is being made public as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow, where he is expected to push for revised ceasefire and roadmap to peace. In an interview with NBC News, Assad said he has never heard a single word regarding him leaving office from the leaders of Russia. Reports say Secretary Kerry, who is due in Moscow today, will discuss with Russia efforts to salvage a cessation of hostilities in Syria, as well as a possible joint military pact to target Islamic State militants in the country. And a new medical study out shows that being too fat can cut as much as 10 years off your life. The study in the medical journal Lancet looked at the histories of millions of non-smoking adults in dozens of countries between 1970 and 2015. The study says being fat is far more dangerous for men than for women. Experts have already linked obesity to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. For details on these stories and more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.